Mark and Durin. So shall we wait? I'm not sure if he's late or delayed or whatever, so. I'm gonna start seeing if I can don't have much time anyway.
Oh, there he is.
Sorry, okay.
A little bit of time. Little problem with the computer.
About to start, so, let's see. Okay, welcome again today, functional design phase. I think you already mentioned last meeting, okay, that was just to get to know each other, have a little thoughts on what your vision is on this project, so. Put the minutes on the, I made on the project chair, so if you wanna review them, they're there. I'll do so after every meeting. So if you have some information, want to take back, find it there. Anyways, today free presentation for every one of you. I thought I got some new project requirements from project board, so I'm gonna go over those later. But I wanna start with the stuff you did first, so we can see what everybody came up with. And after that, we can have the new requirements and share some thoughts, so. Would like,
want to
go first?
Oh, sure, no problem.
Go ahead. Take it.
There was a little problem with my computer, so not the whole presentation.
Anyway, let's see what you have.
Yeah. Okay.
I still have it open.
I want to open the my.
You should close it on your own notebook, I guess. Is
it
there?
Yes. The functional requirements, it's very important for the user who wants to. The method we used, it's not the slide because it went wrong, but the method we used, we tested it with 100. Men, and we ask them to what the remote feel like and what's important.
I can cut it. Is it people or men?
People, sir.
The people, okay.
Both women.
I thought it was only men, sir.
Yeah. Okay. The findings, 75% of the users find most remote controls ugly.
That's pretty shocking.
So we have to do something about that.
Yeah, most they want to spend money for a better system, for better remote control. So we can do a little nice things with it. And the use, yeah, we use Satellite. So that's the most important thing.
Okay.
Oh yeah, not all is it on my PowerPoint presentation.
Okay, just talking.
The relevant buttons are the power, the channel selection, and the volume selection. It's the most basic buttons the user wants to use. And less important is teletext. They use it, but it's not very important. On a scale of 0 to 10, they 6.5.
Okay, that's okay.
And, but not important is the channel selection.
That's a little weird.
which channel?
That's very important. But not so important is audio settings, display settings, and
okay, we could hide those under a menu or something. Okay.
New preferences, B to find your control. That was also
like
in the test.
On your TV?
The most people. Find it irritating when they cannot find their remote control.
Okay.
So I think it's a beep to sound it and you can find it. And another thing they want was speech recognition. So they can say what they want, or let's go to channel one,
okay.
That's a kind of things. And they want maybe an LCD screen to look at what's on every channel.
Or have a little preview on the remote control.
Yeah.
Preview what's on the channel. Okay.
Is that manageable?
Does it sound pretty expensive to?
It sounds too, it's possible, but it's a, I think it's best, but do continue.
My personal preference is on button for my favorite channel, so I can so I can send to my quick to my favorite channel what I want. So the remote must see or must see what my preferences are for which
okay,
channel.
You don't set
so
it yourself, it just
set
remembers the channel that you're on most, for example.
What?
You want it to be programmed, for example,
yeah.
Or you program or you want it to recognize your favorite channel. Let's
recognize.
Say you spend 20 minutes each day on that channel,
yeah.
So it recognizes it's your favorite channel.
Yeah, that's what my personal preference.
Okay, so it's it doesn't it recognizes itself. You don't have to set
yeah.
it. Okay.
So maybe it's easier to to set it. But
okay.
I don't know. It's manageable.
Let's
see. We will see. Yeah, it's a little bit. It's the end of it.
Okay.
It's a little bit. I lost it, the computer request. So.
No problem. It's okay. That's.
Should I go?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So some technical functions. Basically, I have some issues which you discussed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just start with the method. It sounds really easy. What does the user do? What does the remote control do? But there are quite some issues. So the things I'm going to concentrate on are the user aspects. Because the technical aspect, that's pretty much covered. We can do that. What goes wrong? But the user gets the remote control. Where is the remote control? We've all had it once. I want to watch some television. Where's the remote control? That was one of your ideas, which you posted
yeah.
in the network folder.
Very
really
good
idea. These are just the issues. I come to some personal experience findings, possible solutions later. Searches for the button. There are many buttons on a remote control which are not clear. So either we lose those, or we try to make it a little bit more clear.
Mm-hmm.
Also, symbols tend to fade after a while. There's nothing more annoying than faded symbols, because you don't know which channel is this button. So possibly we could
okay,
find
so make it more durable.
That. Yes.
Okay.
Covered that. Oh yes, the user presses the button. Usually when you have a lot of buttons, buttons are small. So you press more once, remote control goes kablooey or something like that. So we have to pay attention not to put too many buttons on
mm-hmm.
The remote control.
Yeah.
And possibly also the size, so more important buttons.
Just, yeah, bigger
size.
And bigger. Even
so
more
this
durable.
Is basically what I had in mind in the fade proof symbols, locator, a sound, so clear. We should stick to existing symbols. But maybe we could do a little investigation to see whether some symbols are need to be replaced by others.
Okay.
This I pretty much covered. So what we want to go to is not this one, but
yeah.
more,
yeah.
less buttons, easy, some bigger buttons. So that's basically what I had in mind. This is not the final design. This
no,
is just
of course
the general
yeah.
idea of.
Yeah.
How I'd like to see
a
general idea. So, that was it.
Okay, that's good. So we agree on the part that we need to get something on the remote to find it somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah. The durability of the thing. So the other aspect, we'll just see what you came up with, what's possible for that budget.
Yeah.
The method. There are a few questions that need to be answered. You already talked about it a little bit. Which buttons are wanted? Is our remote control universal, or should it be programmable? If it should be programmable, then we need something like a mode that you can switch it.
because then the buttons have to send out a different signal than they would normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And how big is the remote control going to be? I'll tell you why that's important to me. There are a lot of technical parts in the remote control, so that's why I also like to say go a little bit easy on the designs. I heard you talking about beeps and about video screens, but the material inside and the technical aspects are quite complex already.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind that everything that you keep think of, it has to be built. So it's that's quite as easy as material study. I'm working on that for the gusts. I have to check out how far I can go with that. Normally, a circuit board is made of fiberglass and the wires are made of copper. That is how it's done, and all remote controls work that way. I think we can just go on with that. Then I've read more integration of materials means less cost of production. The more we can make at once in one piece, that is cheaper.
You may integrate them all into the circuit board.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if we make a circuit board with the connections already on it, then that's cheaper.
Yeah.
So we have to make something that's not too difficult in design again. This is what it looks like if you press one button. So this is not the entire thing. You have the power coming in, and you have like a switch. If you press it, then some electrical charge goes into the processor. That thinks of a Morse code. That's how you should see. The Morse code goes to the amplifier, then the signal is sent to two albums. You have infrared and a light, an indication light that you know that it's functioning. Here again, that's my story about the different modes. If you want to make your mode universal, then the processor has to make up a different Morse code when some button is pressed. That makes it much more complex, so we really need to know who we want that for that. I don't have any personal preferences so far, except for the materials to be used, light.
Okay. That was it?
Yep.
I'll get back to my thing then. Okay, the screen. So I got some new information on the project specification or changing a little. Like you said, TEDx is not very popular anymore. The internet, people don't use TEDx anymore, or hardly. So you can either, well, I don't think we should remove the button because there are all those people who are using it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it should be one of the big buttons, for example. Just put it somewhere or under a second option or whatever. It's not important anymore. We're targeting young people now because this is a new product, and with this new product we want to appeal to younger people, which are younger people defined under 40. So I think it's also good with fashion and everything. So
yeah, and they want to pay for it.
They want to pay for it. People are willing to spend money actually to buy a remote that they like.
With
like
more
the way it looks, the way it functions, so they're actually going to spend money on it.
With more technical specifications.
Yeah, of course, we're seeing how far we can go with that anyway. So,
yeah.
And one thing that should be important is that the corporate color and slogan are recognizable, which is apparently black and yellow, but I'm not sure if I think we should keep the logo in mind, because with colors you can have a lot of fashionable colors and everything on it, which suits everybody's taste. So with that concept I started thinking, so why not just steal Nokia's idea? Just make changeable covers for your. I mean, those cost hardly anything, I think, and people could even spend extra money on buying a cover, so they have an entire new remote control that they like to see. Or we could, for example, we could make a different basic design and sell the cover separately. For example, it's just a little marketing idea that could be applied, so it appeals to really everyone. So you don't have to. I think you don't have to make entire remote controls. Make a basic one and manufacture the cover separately. So that was my idea on what we could do to appeal this product to everyone. So, just not sure if you came up with anything in the meantime after making the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to share.
Oh, I think this is a good idea.
Okay.
But
is it manageable?
Yeah.
Is it easy?
With an LCD screen, you can.
Oh yeah, I think we should lose the LCD screen.
Why?
I think
Nokia.
For example, it's huge. I think the LCD screen is huge. It consumes batteries like hell. I think it takes up a lot of power.
And it costs too much to fabricate.
A lot.
So,
okay,
what do we tight budget here?
What could be possible is maybe not an LCD screen with a preview, but I'm not sure if it's even possible. For example, a little TV guide. Like you have a little, just a text only, not color, just a little text thing so you can use your remote as a TV guide. I'm not sure if it's even possible. But
I have to check that out.
Maybe you
could
find a little compromise in that. But
yeah.
Right down. I think the beep is a very simple thing to implement. Just make a button on your TV and just hit the button and beep somewhere.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to implement. Should go well.
Where do you want to hit? You want a button on the television?
I think. Yeah. I mean, where else should you put it?
Okay, but that rules out a universal remote control.
But how are you going to use that if your remote control is lost? How are you going to press? Where are you going to press the button?
Exactly.
Maybe just a slap-on sticker with a button. Which sends out a small
slap
signal.
On sticker. Oh, you mean like a separate thing you can attach to your TV?
Yeah,
yeah, that could be possible. Little box you can attach to your TV. Okay.
I'd like to know now if we want the universal remote control or not, because that's
I think it's universal.
Everything I'm going to do.
I think we should go for universal because apparently we're a separate company making separate remote controls to sell to a lot of diverse people. I think universal remote controls would be possible.
Okay.
Everyone wants to buy it, so.
Yeah, we're targeting everyone.
Yeah.
So
that's fine with me, but then I know.
Okay, universal's good. Speech recognition, I think it's very hard because we're selling across multiple countries. So I think implementing speech recognition in such a small apparatus is very hard to do.
Or when you say one, two,
see Arabian people speaking two, whatever.
Besides that, the technology isn't really super yet, so that
it's
is a problem in implementing
mature technology. I think it takes a lot of memory and everything in remote control.
It's a good idea, but it's just not. I don't think the market's ripe for that yet.
I don't think it should be implemented in a remote control yet.
Yeah.
What else do we have? We should look into the materials that are a little durable, so the symbols won't fade. Maybe a little harder plastic, or especially maybe you don't have to do all the buttons, but especially the ones that are popular buttons.
Mm.
So those always fade first.
Okay.
I think that's the most important things that we have now.
Mm.
Let's see.
If we make remote control with changeable covers, then we can also make a cover for every language area. That especially for older people, that they can read it in their own language.
We're not targeting older people, if you remember that. Everything
that's
we target is under 40. So
okay.
You assume that they read correctly, and I think the most important thing about young people is that they're really sensitive to translate our passing through the world. So,
okay.
But should the exchangeable covers include the buttons themselves, or just
I think it's just something you put over them because
that's the problem with the text.
It's not even a bad idea. I mean, for example, if you're into the durability issue, you could, for example, if your buttons are faded after, if you make a durable cover, they're faded, you can just buy a new cover.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's hard to make.
But I know that the buttons are like a Nokia telephone on one sleeve. So you don't have to change your whole cover. You can make something that you can only remove the sleeve.
I know what you mean.
It works the same as a Nokia telephone. It's in
I know. It's just one piece of rubber.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that's what something you have to look into. Either change both the buttons and the cover, or just the cover. I'm not sure which is easy. Anyway, this is what we're going to do after just lunch break and more individual work after that. So we'll see where we so you have to cover with the components concepts. Yeah, once you should do some trend watching because even if we're going to do those covers and everything, what people really want, that's what we need to know in this phase because that's going to be the essential final design we're going to come up with.
Okay.
I think user interface is pretty obvious. It should be very intuitive. Yeah, it should speak for itself. For example, I bought a remote control last week with MTV. It's like old buttons, and you have no idea what it does at first. I'm a total TV noob, anyway. So I think it should have less or very little buttons, and maybe a second level menu for the advanced things. Or maybe just stick them under a menu. Like you said, sound options and the surround or whatever, the more complicated, just stick them under one menu and give it a just put it in a software piece, like a menu, and select everything you want to set on your TV.
Is it technically possible to send a signal to a television and then pops up a menu, because we're working with different types of television? So are we going to work
that
with that?
That's true.
I don't think so.
No, that's true.
I don't think so. Because the television needs to respond to
the
signal.
It's an inbuilt menu, isn't it? Yes.
Exactly. That's impossible.
So basically we...
I'm not sure if it's impossible, but there's a chance it's not. So.
Or we could use a double-sided for less used functions. You
a double-sided remote control?
Yeah.
No, I think that's useful.
With a cover. It's basically an idea to overcome these issues.
Yeah, but then you're going to have a lot of wasted buttons. For example, you have a Sony TV, the half of the buttons won't function if you have a Sony.
No, but basic functions, but functions which are not frequently used. Because if
we
use
a
universal remote control, we're going to have most buttons on it. So.
I'm not sure. Yeah, for you have to make a little decision between the part if you want a universal remote control that it should do what people usually do with their TVs, not the very complicated settings that you can usually do that with either old remote control if they really hate that thing,
but you cannot
take into consideration all the different brands of TVs. I think there is a standard, for example, between them, because usually the menu button is usable between different brands, especially the big ones.
The big brands, so.
I have a universal remote control and can use the menu button, so I think, I'm not sure if you can put some research into that, if it's possible. But
okay.
I think just the navigation is very basic.
But I think there must be a way to invoke the more complicated functions of the television. For instance, if your old remote control is broken and you buy ours, then you should be able to get everything out of the television that's in it.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Otherwise, you lose functions
by buying.
We
need to put some research into that if we can open the menu. I think it's possible.
Okay.
That's the way how to.
Yeah,
then you can do everything, I suppose, because usually the TVs have that inside their little piece of software, so it's okay.
I think that our remote control should not look like any other. For instance, Sony makes all the remote controls exactly the same for all the devices, and you always grab the wrong one, because the formatting of the buttons is exactly the same, only the labels are different.
It should be a little distinct from everything else,
exactly.
Because maybe the shape can be a little different.
With different colors. Then.
I'll put some on paper and present them next time.
Yeah.
The idea's very high.
Okay.
Not sure. So we had 40 minutes, I'm not sure how much time we have left for the meeting. So
I heard a beep.
Yeah, but it wasn't me, it was him.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, we can do some work now on the design, for example. I mean, what do you want? Do you want to try the
Yeah, but we'd like some curves or?
Yeah, maybe something like this. A little smooth inside. So you have the dressing room here, for example.
Yeah.
See that you, what would be menu? I think that the button should be, the channel button
and
should
the
be
light,
on their own.
Oh, we get the general idea.
Yeah, okay. Another one here. Let's see what, I think this is always on top of the control, so. Be here.
Yeah, since you're holding it like this, I suggest you put the channel up, channel down. So you have the up channel. The volume, do we want that horizontal or vertical?
Take triangles or?
That's fine.
This is basically what people are accustomed to, so.
Maybe we should make them bigger or.
Yeah, but is it just general idea.
General.
Maybe the menu button can go
in the middle.
In the middle.
Usually not there.
Perhaps you should also make something like a flash on it if it's lost. For people that are deaf, they won't really have a beep.
Yeah, but for example, if it's lost in your armchair,
you won't be able
to
find it.
And flash takes up a lot of batteries again.
True, but it only has to do so when you press a button that it's lost.
Yeah.
We could make a combination that it goes beep and that you that's
mm-hmm. Oh, you mean
deaf
people?
Yeah, I thought of for deaf people, for example. So we could do that.
So we have the basic channel we've got here, the power button.
Yeah,
somewhere
true.
Over here.
should be central. You shouldn't be, you shouldn't press it by accident, but it shouldn't be stepped away somewhere.
I usually press it on top. At least that's what I'm accustomed to.
Yeah.
I have another idea.
I'm
not sure if it's possible.
What would you like to read?
Yeah, so maybe we should two buttons on it.
And you're reading from the, you always read from the top to the bottom of it.
Top to bottom, yeah.
Yeah,
sure, you should. I think the power button should be on top.
Yeah.
It's the first thing you need to turn it on. So power button on top.
Okay, mute button. Is that somewhere here?
I think it should be at the bottom.
Is that used often?
Sorry?
The mute button?
Mute.
Do people use that?
No, it's.
Cause I'm pretty much accustomed to it right over here, at least in general, but.
I don't think it's important.
It's not that important, no.
I think it should be.
Or with the volume selection.
No, because, yeah, people are accustomed to it.
Around, not at top, but around the volume selection.
Yeah.
I don't know where exactly, but.
Take this out here. Or do I take triangles anymore, draw triangles, but.
That's pretty much what people are accustomed to, right?
Yeah, it's maybe bigger, lesser than I think. So anyway, I think this should be channels.
What?
Or
well, I'm accustomed to
no,
the channels
yeah.
being on
here,
the top.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, it should be channel. Okay, we'll this to channel.
So when you also look if it's possible to make a rechargeable rod, that you don't have to find
yeah.
Well,
the
that is, it's on one part it's a good thing to recharge
expensive.
It. Maybe should, what could be possible is one with rechargeable batteries, for example. You have just put pen light batteries that are rechargeable.
But
it's
that expensive in
it's very
package.
Annoying. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure if it's expensive, but just take a look at it again. It might be a very good idea. It's useful to have it rechargeable,
yes.
But at the same time, if you don't want to recharge, if you forgot to recharge it, and you want to watch TV now, you want to be able to put different batteries in to use it now and not in half an hour.
Okay, now you could make a device, but I'm not sure how that is possible with the cost. But you can put in mobile batteries, rechargeable. But
I think I have a nice idea.
The remote also can act as recharge, so then you can choose to have every decision. Know what I mean?
Not exactly.
You can put in normal pen lights, rechargeable pen lights,
mm-hmm.
but they can also be recharged with the remote,
yeah,
with
yeah.
the wire.
I think it's a pretty good idea to have,
yeah.
Like sort of maybe a base station that you put on the TV, it could be flat, you insert your remote into it.
But I think that will cost a lot. A normal
sure.
wire would be better, like a PDA, a handheld. You can just put it in the electricity and it charges itself.
Well, we were talking about the fact that we wanted to insert either a beep or a flash.
Yes.
Into the thing with a little separate signaler. So you can put that on the TV, for example. It could be very flat, it could be very small. It's a very small, yeah, I'm very big now, but. So you can put your remote on flat, for example.
Yeah.
And at the back side of the remote, there's just a little hole. For example, you just put it on and recharge it, for example. I don't think it's very
again,
expensive.
Isn't that too expensive? Because that means
I'm not
that
sure
we have
costs
to do with rechargeable batteries. Docking station.
That's what you buy yourself.
I'm going to try to find that out. I'm not sure if there's information.
It's just
available.
An idea if it's
and
possible.
Do people actually want that?
Yeah, they
to
want
pay
to pay for it.
They
want, they
want
to
but
pay
they
for
want
rechargeable.
Rechargeable? I'm not sure. You should find if it's rechargeable. Is
there was not asked. Yes.
Yeah.
These are comfort issues.
But
so I think people will pay. They wanted to pay for comfort.
They want to pay for comfort, which just we could either make a separate station which just sends the signal. The remote control to either beep or flash
yes.
to find it, and yeah, we have to either that or make it integrated with the docking station.
I think this is really perfect. I would buy it myself.
I think it would be good. Actually, I like the beep part. So,
I like the compass. That's a brilliant idea.
Can we save
compass
this?
Is,
or
compass is good. Yeah, it's. Oh, we can save this. Save. Even say at the end. Everything. Okay. So what we have here is you have to do a lot of work on if it's possible for the cost.
I hope if I have information about that.
Maybe
yeah.
Or
yeah.
Maybe you can find out what people are willing to pay. We are going for €24
yeah,
sales
okay.
price, but just try try to find out what they're willing to pay for.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
if they're willing to pay more, we could lose a little profit and maybe attract more customers in the setting.
Yeah.
See what it looks like.
I would like to make a decision model. What it costs and what kind of materials. That we can choose what we want.
Yeah,
in
if
it
you have
and
some financial information.
Exactly.
Okay.
That'd be nice.
Could you post some other essentials of what people want so that I can work with some buttons, where to put it?
Yeah.
You seem to have information on that. I'd like to see some of it.
Was it not possible to send emails around the office?
No, it wasn't.
No,
it was
not.
That was possible now. So that's
yeah.
I'm not sure that you're allowed to share.
My computer crashed, so
I
lost my presentation.
Yet,
but I have the.
Well, I have your PowerPoint presentation. I can get some.
Yeah, but
information
I.
Out of that.
Here I have the homepage of our internet.
Yeah,
and here's
they
my.
I didn't include the new one.
Oh,
just
where
there.
Would we?
Here's my marketing report. Maybe you can look at
that.
And
where would we want the
telecast
button? Because we
and
decided that it's
button,
not that important. Do we put it somewhere over here? Here?
And what people
okay,
want.
This is something for the next meeting.
I've
draw
us up some designs.
I have another thing.
Just
yeah.
keep in mind that the important button should be on top.
Yeah.
And it could be so
well, we have
less
decided more or less the
more
basic
less
structure. I can put the other buttons.
Just
in.
Play a little with this. Shift a little up
yeah.
or down, and we'll see what looks best.
What did you want
to
say?
Or
yeah.
Just post your designs from time to time on the product share.
What I already said is the remote controls are always lost, but it's also for people they want to learn it fast, not they want to.
Yeah, so we don't want to. We want very little buttons, just the buttons you use a lot.
It's yeah, it's easy to learn.
Yeah, it
and
should cover all the functions, so possibly
well,
just an idea that
we had functions like what people do. So people change channels. People they change the volume and they change channels. They turn TV off and on. For example, that's the basic. That's what you do. I'm not sure who presented that again, but those are the basic functions that people use it for. So those should be very well represented.
Yeah,
and
but we could go a step further because some TVs have
the
possibility to adjust brightness, that kind of menus.
That's true, but that's what we stick under the menu button. Everything is usually
yes,
in every TV that's configured under the menu.
But
because
that's
we're making
because it needs to be configured in a television.
Yeah, but
if it isn't, then we cannot reach it.
We need to adjust.
Well,
to
I
the
think most modern TVs
technology.
Have it in
so.
Their menu.
True. Isn't there a possibility to do research on that? Then we know that for sure. If
I'm
you rule out functions, then and that gets known, then people are not gonna buy it. Then the consumer bond or something says you cannot do this and that with it.
If
that's commercial.
Well, we'll see what we can come up with.
Another thing I want to say is that we are looking at the market for. The age younger than 40.
Yes.
On my report, I didn't show it in my presentation
mm-hmm.
because my computer crashed.
Yeah.
They want to pay for an LCD screen mm-hmm. and a speech recognition.
They want to
so
pay for.
Did I really say that like that?
Yeah.
Those two things.
Yeah. And
did I realize how much that costs? That's
yeah.
Younger, age 16 and
45.
That's oh here, here it says.
Even if you
no,
if they're
interested, I mean features more critical. Okay, so we're not focusing on this. Well, the interesting features, not really the LCD. Oh yeah, here. Would you pay for speech recognition and remote control?
So we can
speech recognition is.
We can look at the possibilities for an LCD and
yeah, just look
and
at the possibilities.
Yeah.
Because if apparently it's what people want.
How much it will cost?
Supposedly a serious remote. Maybe it's not even that expensive. Or find a compromise, maybe just black and white, or
I
for some extra information. On
I really need finance information.
Me too. We all do.
We all do.
I think it's something we should put into consideration. Apparently, it's what people want. So we should see if what it costs if it's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do a little thing about the design because it looks boring, really, to me. Even if you put even if you put a different cover on it, it looks
different
still looks
color,
boring. So
maybe.
And the design.
But
this is like Philips, huh?
I have no clue. I just drew something which would fit into your head easily.
Something like this. Make it kind of futuristic.
Oh, I realized if we make it small, then it needs to be a little thicker. Because I need to put all the electronic components. If we make it smaller, less wide, then we need to make it a little thicker. Because I have to put all the electronics in it.
Yeah, but just keep in mind it shouldn't be too heavy. You can stick it in there.
So
even if in the worst case, you can give me the pen there.
Yeah, sure.
So let's say we people would want an LCD thing. You can take the basic design again and look at it. Came up with. Let's make it a little bigger now. Let's say we have an LCD screen. If you want an LCD screen, so then we should probably put it here. It doesn't have to be really big, but it has to be there. I think it's a good place. People do.
If you're reading from top to bottom, I think it's better to put it on top.
It's not that. It's not the most important function. It's just an extra thing. You press the buttons on top, but your finger is on top.
If you are going to put a LCD on it, I think it's very important to use it, because use it.
I think you're using LCD screen.
But now the function of it, so you can use it maximum, because it's a lot. It costs a lot. So
why?
Now it's pretty much tucked away in your hand.
If you press a button, you can see it. Right? I'm sure. I'm trying to imagine myself what it would look like.
I personally would prefer it on top.
You prefer it? Okay.
So we have three chips, so you can see it be on top. But then you would have to stack all your buttons somewhere else.
It's expensive to build it, so.
Oh,
I'm still not using
it. About the LCD thing.
Yeah.
Well, if it's possible,
if it's not too expensive, we should include it, because it's cool.
So just try to make out if it's possible. If it is possible, we should really do it. But we need that information. Also, keep in mind again. The LCD screen is very flat, but it needs transistors, resistors, I don't know what more, and that needs space. So I have to look at that.
Yeah.
So
basically, what we have to decide now is what goes on top. Do we put the volume control and the channel control here, or do we put it on? Would we like to press it in the middle?
Maybe something that has it on the bottom, maybe in a circle, for example, like in this example. I think this is not good. We could make circular buttons, for example. For up and down.
We do agree
that
we to keep this at the center, because it's basically the most important.
I think the channel button should be in the center.
Yeah.
The channel button should be stick together, for example, here, in this section.
Well, that would make them quite small.
We're not sure about the size, anyway. Just in general design. You make it as big as you want.
Yes, a big remote control is probably not something people would not like to see.
If you have a space issue, you can also lose one battery. It is chargeable, so you can stick with one.
I think if we even use an LCD screen, we need two, definitely.
Yeah, but if we need two batteries and an LCD screen, that means one.
Yeah, we have to see what the size is. Also, you don't have to be very big.
No, but the things behind it. Anyway.
Finish meeting now.
Finish
your computer.
So would we like this, or would we like the...
We have to decide what people want. Either this one, this could be the luxurious one. So we have channel buttons here. I'm just drawing something. This would look cool. You could have it, for example, small buttons here for some extra functions. If your basic functions here, which you, like we decided before, programs up and down. And in here.
And then what about speech recognition?
I'm not sure if you can do that, but
yeah,
so you can put a microphone in
or
here.
Or an LCD or a speech. I think it seems better now.
Just to do research into both, what it costs and what it takes for space.
Right. Yeah,
but let's cut in for now.
One more thing, let's give this a name, an
not like some vague serial number that no one understands. Like
oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I have to think about it.
That's all we're thinking about. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Anyway, the minutes will be on the web shortly.
Yeah.
Go to finish up now.
Yeah.
Yeah.